Want to know the latest in soccer? Then listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast. From MLS, the World Cup, and the Premier League, we've got you covered. The latest updates, the hottest matches, and news on the league's top players. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast.
David Beckham scores the goal to take England all the way to the World Cup Finals.
Listen now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GSMC Soccer Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff Malinoff, and I'll be honest, today is my final day for the Soccer Podcast. At least my contract expires April 1st, and I will not be, unfortunately, returning. I am moving on to other opportunities, but I will say that I've left, absolutely love it here. No complaints whatsoever. It's just about moving on and doing something else, you know. Gotta understand. Hope you all understand that. Hope you enjoy me talking. We'll talk more about that at the end of the show. Just wanted to briefly say that, say my case there. But we have some good news up ahead when it comes to soccer. We got Ole getting the job. He gets the job that he's he's overwhelmingly deserved. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. And we'll also talk about Manchester United. We'll continue to talk about them as they're planning for the transfer window and seeing how can the new permanent manager here do well in that and move on to a better team for next season. And also, we're going to be talking about Premier League, the matches that happened this last weekend and, of course, this weekend. And also, since this is my last show, I will preview the Champions League matches that are going to be happening in the next about next week in April. So I'll be previewing that as well. But first, let's talk about Ole gets the job, 3-year contract, and since December, on the Premier League table, no team has won more points than Manchester United. Liverpool has not won more. Manchester City hasn't won more, nor Arsenal has won more than Manchester United since he took over as Manchester United's manager. And he was undefeated for a long period of time. He didn't lose a match for a good, I would say, over a month, or maybe even 2 months. I don't even remember when he, how long it was. I think it was a couple weeks ago. So, gosh, 2.5-3 months of him being undefeated in Premier League matches. I mean, off the board, unbelievably impressive coming off of being the interim manager, not knowing if you're going to have this job the next day, you know, be based off interviews and job and coaches and being, they could totally take that job out from under you at any moment. And being the new permanent manager on that 3-year contract is absolutely well deserved. I don't think anyone, like, if Manchester United looked for a new manager and hired a new manager over him, there would be mutiny. You know, like, why get rid of a guy where you know it's working? These players enjoy playing with him. There's something he's doing that's clicking to this team that is working. And you go out and find a new coach. Wouldn't that mean that would just take everything away? That would take so much out of it for the entire team, you know? That just, not just the momentum, you know, but the atmosphere that the team has, you know, it's absolutely incredible that what he has done. It's more than well deserved. Like I said, he's got a 3-year contract. I wouldn't be shocked if they compete for the let's look at the table now. Speak of the devil. As we look at the table for Manchester United, they were in the middle of the pack when he took over. They were looking pretty poor as ever, honestly. They were looking pretty bad. But now they are in the Europa League qualification. They're going to be in the Europa League. It looks like they have the ability. They are only 2 points behind Arsenal, 3 behind Tottenham. They could take a Champions League spot by the end of this season. And they were in the middle of the pack not too long ago. I'm pretty sure Watford and the Wolves were ahead of them at one point. So an absolutely incredible turn of events for Manchester United. And honestly, I can easily see them hurtling over Arsenal and taking that Champions League spot. I'm pretty sure they were in it before. Arsenal has been holding on to that for quite some time now, but not by much, obviously. So it's Manchester United's Champions League qualification to take. It's Arsenal's to lose, and honestly, with with the new exhilaration of the interim coach that you are playing well with becoming the permanent coach on a 3-year contract is nothing short of just joy. Everyone's praising him now for what he's done. He's done nothing but good things with this team. So of course this was the next logical step for the Manchester United team to make him permanent manager. It was the right thing to do. And overall, you got to look at the facts. I mean, like I said, the most since he took over, they have had more points than anyone else in the league. And that's against a very talented Liverpool team. Top-tier Manchester City team. Like, all these teams, they're ahead of in points. It's not like it's a bunch of teams that are having slumps in these situations or on losing streaks or anything like that, or draw streaks or winless streaks or anything like that. These teams are winning, consistently playing extremely well, and they are playing even better. They're getting the job done, and that's just the bottom line, you know? I can't explain how huge this signing is because of the fact that you get your coach and you got the momentum and Champions League is right for the taking. It's in your grasp. And yet you play Watford on Saturday. And if you're looking to overtake either Tottenham or Arsenal, let's look at who they're both playing. We'll preview all the games in a little bit. I just want to look at these in general just because we're talking about Manchester United. Tottenham and Liverpool are playing each other. So if they beat Watford, they're taking a shot. They're taking a spot in the Champions League. I think they're going to move over. I think they're going to take over one. I don't know if that's crazy or not, but no, it's absolutely logical. It's totally going to happen. They are going to take a spot in the as for the time if they beat Watford, of course. For the time being, they will. Honestly, if I was them, and then next week they play the Wolves, the Manchester United does, and for next week Tottenham plays Crystal Palace, and then Arsenal plays Newcastle. So all three of those teams that are fighting for those two spots in the Champions League are having easy schedules, to say the least. And to be honest, it's going to be interesting to see who really comes out on top on this. But I'm looking forward to it. We still have a long ways to go, obviously. But I am super excited what's about to happen. And it's honestly just who's going to make that one mistake, you know? Who's going to make that one slip up? Who's gonna tumble when they need to, rise to the occasion, you know? Is it going to be Tottenham? Is it going to be Arsenal? Or is it going to be Manchester United? It's really unknown at this time. Who really is going to be the ones in the Europa League rather than the Champions League? But I guess it's better being there than in relegation, right? Poor Fulham, Cardiff, and Huddersfield. Well, I mean, Cardiff can still get out of relegation and Southampton, Burnley, or even Brighton or Crystal Palace can drop down relegation in a moment's notice. But Fulham and Huddersfield, they're just down with the sickness. Ooh, ah. Is that disturbed? That is disturbed. Thumbs up if anyone actually listens to them. I guess not. I'm not a super fan of their, you know, never mind. What was I saying? I was saying words. Anyways, again, congratulations to Ole for more than well deserving of the manager permanent job for Manchester United. And this first match against Watford is his first match as the permanent manager, but I'm sure it's not going to be, it's just going to be like any other day, you know, it's going to be like any other game he's been playing, see? And, you know, looking at also Champions League for Manchester United, they do not have an easy route at the moment for this in their quarterfinal as they're playing Barcelona. That is their first games on Wednesday, the April the 10th. That's roughly next week, maybe a week and a half from now. But having to face them in a two-leg matchup is not going to be easy. And it's kind of unfair when you're looking at, like, Liverpool has to play Porto and Juventus has to play Ajax. Like, you get to play one of the best teams in the world, and then Tottenham Manchester City is going to be an amazing Champions League matchup, no doubt about it. So we'll see how everything turns out for Manchester United. Could they even take Champions League this year? Who knows? But we'll see how everything goes around when it comes down to it. And, you know, even if they do lose against Messi and Barcelona in the Champions League, they can still qualify for next year's Champions League. I don't think there's any doubt about that, all things considered. What they are planning for this next upcoming season, though, during the transfer window, is to go off with a possible record-breaking transfer year, because United are prepared to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to back their new manager, as by Miguel Delaney, the chief football writer, states. That Manchester United will back Ole with a huge outlay in the transfer market this summer, as they are determined to give him whatever it takes to succeed in this job. So, given that, if a team says, you know what, we have this money, it sounds like they're like, okay, we don't really have a limit on money, get what you want. Oh, that's exciting. I would be super psyched. I'd be all like, sweet. Like, holy crap, man, that's awesome. Thank you. And how can you not succeed with that? You're on a legendary, you're coaching a legendary squad that has history, you know, and can bring in that kind of, what's the word, that can bring in those top-tier players to your squad. I don't know. It just feels like this is a huge best-case scenario for Manchester United. They have a new manager they know they can win with them with this squad. They're to give him all the money he can to get new guys in there to even increase the productivity of his squad. And it's just absolutely incredible that they're going to be that good, you know? So, honestly, if they do well in the transfer window, they could be contenders for winning the Premier League itself. Who knows? But we are going to take a short break. When we get back, we'll be talking about the Premier League matches that happened this last weekend and this weekend. And we'll preview some other ones that are going to be looking forward to in the next coming weeks. And we'll be right back right after this.
Are you looking to get your college football fix? Looking to get the latest news on your favorite school's team? The GSMC College Football Podcast is your ticket to all things college football. Join us as we talk college football from the national championship, the college rivalries, the bowl game, to the Heisman Trophy, to which conference is the best. We've got you covered for the Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, the Pac-12, ACC, and everything in between. Download the GSMC College Football Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, or anywhere you find podcasts. Just type GSMC in the search bar.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. Let's get right into it. We got to talk about some Premier League matchups. We will talk about Champions League later, but let's talk about the Premier League matchups that happened last week, or this past weekend, that is. And, well, we had some post-games that were postponed. Tottenham versus Palace was postponed. Manchester United versus Manchester City was unfortunately postponed. Brighton and Cardiff was. Watford and Southampton was, as well as the Wolves and Arsenal were. Disappointing, sure, but what are you going to do? But let's talk about the games that did happen. For Saturday, not a lot of important games. It was Bournemouth and Newcastle drawing at 2. West Ham and Huddersfield at 4-3, so a high-scoring game that ended on a... I forgot how this ended until just now. It ended with an 84-minute goal, and then at the end of extra time, 91 minutes, the same guy scored again. I forget. Pardon me if I mispronounce his name, but he subbed in at the 46-minute, too. It was Chicharito. I hope that's not how you pronounce it, but... subbed in at the 46th minute, roughly around there, and then scores two absolute crucial goals. They were down. It's truly amazing when you're down by one goal. I forgot. When you're down by 1-3 and score three goals in 15 minutes, roughly, that's impressive. I mean, less than 15. About 15. About 15. That's absolutely insane. Is that a huge choke on Huddersfield part, or is that a big, just a clutch moment for West Ham? If you're looking at it, probably it's just a complete choke job on Huddersfield's part. But again, it's Huddersfield. They're in dead last. West Ham, they're a little bit higher on the table, if you will. They're in ninth place as of right now with 42 points. So... it was just, I think it was like Huddersfield going, wait a minute, we're playing, it was West Ham saying, wait a minute, we're playing Huddersfield. What are we doing? And then just start scoring goals. I want to imagine that that's how it happened. Like the coach goes like, or they all just realize like, wait a minute, we're playing Huddersfield. What are we doing here? I would just think that would be funny if that was actually the case. That's probably what people were beaming about too and all that other stuff. But, overall, I would say that was probably the game of the weekend. I really enjoyed that. And I just love this kind of the games that just you think it's over and then boom, 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 three goals happen out of nowhere. In 15 minutes, three goals. Are you kidding me? Wow. And then Leicester City beats Burnley 2-1. That game, there was a goal at the 90th minute as well to put Leicester City over the top. That was Morgan with that goal in the 90th minute. So there was another excitement with that game as well. And it's just incredible to see. It was a dramatic late win. And it was just... it was a nice way for that to end. Jeff Lee Ford, Leicester City. Pretty emotional win for them, too, after what they've been through this season. And so we've had two emotional, two amazing games, amazing finishes. West Ham and Leicester City both coming out with amazing comebacks, if you will. So going on to Sunday's games that happened, Everton shut out Chelsea 2-0. And speaking of Chelsea, they might, it sounds like they're at the end of the run when it comes to the run in Chelsea that Hazard had. It sounds like him and Madrid, it's all but a done deal. And you know Hazard's a Chelsea legend already. He's proven his worth there. It's for Chelsea fans, it's probably hard to get to see him go, Hazard, because he's just been basically the face of the team for a good period of time. But, you know, when you have an opportunity to go to Real Madrid, you got to take it. You know, it's just money, the legacy of that team. You got to take it. It's a smart move for Real Madrid to take him, too. He's still a fantastic wing player and can get the job done when he needs to. It's called the clutch player. Well, that's controversial. I'm not sure. But I'll let you, the fans, decide. And that was basically all the games that happened this last weekend because of all the postponing. Oh, all right, Liverpool beat Fulham. Shocker, the number one team won. As for this coming weekend, hopefully these games don't get postponed. Cross your fingers. But we got Fulham versus Manchester City, Brighton and Southampton, Burnley and Wolves, Leicester City and Bournemouth, Manchester United and Watford, Crystal Palace and Huddersfield, West Ham and Everton for Saturday. And for Sunday, we got Cardiff and Chelsea and Liverpool and Tottenham. And then on Monday, we got Arsenal versus Newcastle. So let's just go over the games a little bit. So Fulham and Manchester City, with Manchester City winning their last five games and, Fulham losing their last five games. So it's pretty cut and dry of what the outcome's going to be for this one. And the last two meetings, one was in the League Cup round of 16 where Manchester City won 2-0. And then it was the Premier League, I think it was round, I forget, it was a while ago actually, but they won 3-0. And of course this all makes sense since Fulham is relegated in relegation. They're going to be relegated while Manchester City is mostly in contention to win the Premier League. They are 2 points behind Liverpool, but if they do tie Liverpool at the end of the way with points, they have a higher goal differential at the moment. They only have a goal differential higher by six, but if they keep on to that, holding on to that goal differential lead as they need to tie with Liverpool, and boom, you have the goal differential and you win. And they still have more wins than Liverpool too, but it's just all about the losses, and Liverpool only has won this entire season, which is still absurd to me, with Manchester City having four losses. But again, there's also, and also Liverpool does have seven draws, so that really kind of puts in tone of that. But still, 23-7-1, come on, that's why they're where they are now. Moving on, we got Brighton and Southampton. Basically, two teams that are close to if they're anywhere, they're in a close to relegated kind of spot. These teams have been back and forth with draws and wins. I think the last three out of the last four meetings they drew. So this game might end in another draw. That's how evenly matched they are. Or equally weak. If you watch Friends, you would get that reference. Well, maybe not. That is a distant reference. Never mind. Also, we got Burnley versus the Wolves. The tenacity of the Wolves. They are hungry like the Wolves. Sorry. That probably is an old joke for all of you. But the Wolves are just in the middle of the pack. They're right behind in the Europa League, but they're not close enough to be in the Europa League, I don't think. I think Chelsea they're down by 13 to Chelsea to qualify for the Europa League, so I don't think that the Wolves are going to be in it. And then they're facing Burnley, who's in danger of relegation as well. Like I said, they're 2 points ahead of the first place in relegation, or 18th place, if you will, in Cardiff. So they're in trouble there. So Burnley just needs to win this to stay alive, or at least draw. And I think the last time these two have played each other, they've just... I believe it was round five in the Premier League, and it was 1-0 Wolves. And then the championship, round 38, round 16, they both drew 0-0. So obviously, one goal out of the last three games for both teams in these three matchups. And of course, Burnley is 1-4 in their last five, and the Wolves are 2-1 in their last five. So anyone's game, really. But if I had to make a choice, it'd be the Wolves on that one. Just got to go with the one with the less amount of losses on that one. I mean, when you're 1-4 in your last five, I mean, they could bounce back on this, but I just still have the Wolves winning this. Leicester City and Bournemouth, their last couple of meetings have, four out of the last five meetings have been draws. My lord. And the only matchup they actually had a definite winner, was Bournemouth over Leicester City 4-2. So that's something to think about. And, you know, how Leicester City's been playing and their miracle win this previous weekend, I got to go Leicester City. I got to go with the momentum over there for them, definitely. Manchester United versus Watford. Like we were talking about earlier, Manchester United needs to win this game to stay in the Champions League race and maybe even take over part of the Champions League race, as they are 3-2 in their last five, with the same from Watford. Watford has defeated Manchester United in one out of the last five meetings. And those other five meetings, Manchester United has won. So no draws, and United is 4-1 against Watford. So I gotta go with the better team. And let's just face it, Manchester United is the better team. So give me United over Watford, and be making them get into that Champions League section of the table, with who knows who will have to leave out. And it might be Tottenham, as they're going to be playing Liverpool on Sunday, the number one team in the league. So we'll see how they can hold up against them. But first, before we get there, Crystal Palace and Huddersfield, the most important game. So yeah, not really. Last place Huddersfield and 33-point Crystal Palace 14. Like, and in the previous four games, it's been Crystal Palace winning three of them, and then Huddersfield winning 3-0 against Crystal Palace. So really, it's anyone's game. But you know, I'm gonna go with just Crystal Palace. Why would I go with the last place team? If you're betting, sure, go Huddersfield in this one. But prediction wise, it's still probably gonna be Crystal Palace in general. Then you have West Ham and Everton. They are just kind of, they're both in the middle of the pack, basically, 9th and 11th, respectively. Not much to go on through here. You can just toss a coin for this game, in my opinion. Then again, Cardiff and Chelsea, with Chelsea being 3-1-1, but getting and then Cardiff being 2-3 in their last five, and Cardiff being a relegated team, and Chelsea being a Europa League qualification team. And since this is like Hazard's last run, I think I'm going to go with Chelsea on this one. It just seems like a conclusion that this is Hazard's last season in the Premier League with Chelsea, with the football club in general. As for Liverpool and Tottenham, this one's interesting. For one, Liverpool's holding on to the first place in the Premier League, while Manchester City is right behind them and with two points less, 76 to 74 respectively. I said that correctly. And then, of course, Tottenham holding on to that Champions League spot, as they are 3 points ahead of Manchester United, who are playing a beatable team this weekend. So I think this is a must-draw win scenario for Tottenham. They cannot afford to lose this game. They can always just bounce back. That's true. But you don't want to ever just be falling behind ever. So I just think it's so harder to catch up than it is to stay put. People think it's the other way around, but I think you feel a little more comfortable if you're staying putting or just holding on to your lead, so you can afford a little less pressure, if you will. And there's, and then it's up to you if you fall or rise, because of the fact is, if you keep winning and you keep drawing Premier League wise, you're in control, not Manchester United. But if you lose, you're making Manchester United become in control, and that's the exact opposite of what you want. So it's just a very different situation there, to say the least. So I think this is definitely a game that Tottenham needs to win, but also Liverpool needs to win too, because of the same scenario, because Manchester City is right on their tail, and Manchester City is playing Fulham. So obviously, I think Manchester United is going to take that, so Liverpool really needs to take this. So of all the games that are happening this weekend, Liverpool and Tottenham are the top on my list of what I'm looking forward to the most, just based on how both teams, where they are now on the table and what they need to do to win is very interesting. There's a lot of stories behind it, and there's a lot of backstory to it. Both are focused on other teams where they are on the table, but they need to focus on each other in this matchup. It's a good storyline. I like it a lot. And then on Monday, we have Arsenal and Newcastle. Again, Arsenal is that 2 points in front of Manchester United as well, but they are facing a weak Newcastle team. I mean, they're 13th. I mean, they're kind of just mediocre at best. So, but Arsenal is that team that could just choke, you know? So we'll see how all that turns out. But if I had to make a guess on who's going to be in the top four, who's going to be in the champions table by the end of this weekend, I'm going to put at this is what I'm going to do. This is my prediction. I'm going to have Liverpool stay on top, Manchester City, Tottenham. I don't know if Manchester United takes that spot yet, but I say they get the closest they will get this season. They'll get dangerously close. I might even say Tottenham gets bumped over, because it's anyone's matchup, really. And when it comes down to goal differential, they have the advantage, 25 over 18 when you're looking at Manchester United versus Tottenham. So it maybe is not as important to Tottenham, but definitely between Liverpool and Manchester City, that those two matchups they have are very important. I guess, like I said, Manchester City is facing Fulham, the weaker team, and Liverpool is facing a better team, a more superior team in Tottenham. So we'll see how all that turns out. But we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up with the a Champions League preview, since this is my last show. Soccer will continue, but this is my last show, so I got to say my own piece for the Champions League that is coming up in the next coming weeks. And we'll be right on that when we return.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. Let's finish up the day here. We just finished talking about the new permanent manager of Manchester United, and well-deserved, and their plans for the transfer window coming up this summer. We also talked about the games that happened last weekend and predicting this weekend's matchups in the Premier League. Now let's move on to Champions League as that begins on Tuesday, April the 9th. So not this coming week, but next week. But again, this is my last show. My last show. I will be talking about those Champions League matchups. And let's get right into it. So, of course, we all know who's paired up with who. We have Tottenham, Manchester City, Liverpool and Porto, Manchester United and Barcelona, Ajax and Juventus, and last but that's the quarterfinal matchups. So let's start with the first games that are happening on Tuesday. Liverpool and Porto. They've been doing well to get here. But if you look at the table in the group stages, when they were both in the group stages, obviously they were in different stages. Porto won Group D with 16 points, and then you see Liverpool, who only got 9 points in their group. But again, we were looking at it. PSG was in it. Napoli was in it. And Napoli was a big shocker, to be honest, for people. But looking at it, Liverpool did not have the easiest route to get there, but they got there nonetheless. And Porto got there do their own. They're just very good against each other too. But this is in Liverpool. This first leg is in Liverpool. So you got to give the advantage to Liverpool on this one. They are a home-driven team. That fan base is going to be rocking, and Porto's going to have a tough time keeping up with that type of environment in Liverpool. So I'll give the first leg to Liverpool. I'll go with a 2-1 or 3-1 win for Liverpool. I see multiple goals for Liverpool, and I see at best Porto with one goal. Then we have Tottenham and Manchester City. They know each other extremely well. Like I said, this is going to be in London. It's going to be at Wembley. So it's not like Manchester City's environment or Liverpool's environment, or I know it's the home of Tottenham, but you can also say it's the home for Manchester City as well. It's very close together. I just say it's a pretty it's going to be a close environment type of matchup. But when you're looking at their last five for both teams, like I said, Manchester City has won their previous last five games, just in general, and for Tottenham, they're 1-1-3. Obviously, one has a lot of momentum going into this next week's game if they keep on this way, while the other, Tottenham, is going to have a trouble time keeping up with Manchester City. But again, they're very close to each other in Premier League. But again, this is Champions League. There is a difference in like it's just a different environment altogether. It's a bigger stage. And so with that being said, looking at this game, for this first leg, I'm going to go on a limb and say draw. I think they're going to draw the first leg, but I do think when it comes down to the second leg, it's going to be Manchester City taking it. I just think they're just the better team. I think everyone will agree with me. They were the better team overall against Tottenham than just in general. I just think that Manchester City's going to take this and go on. And then I say the same with Liverpool overall. They'll beat Porto in both legs combined. And then moving on to Ajax and Juventus, it's first going to be in Amsterdam, Ajax stage, so that's good. They're both 4-1 going as of right now, and so if we just look at their tables, let's just go back in time, if you will. Juventus did very well in their group, 12 points in general. That is that was the top of their group. And then you look at Ajax, and they had 12 points. Actually, they actually also had 12 points as well. The only reason they didn't win their group is because they were in Bayern Munich's group, who had 14 points. So we know that these teams are very evenly matched. And Juventus has done some, they've done amazing things. Like, it was just the right, they got matched with a weakened Real Madrid team without Cristiano Ronaldo, but now they have to face Cristiano Ronaldo. And then, of course, we know what happened with Bayern, and they kind of had to deal with Liverpool, who just is a complete different monster in itself. So yes, we're in two different areas at this moment with arguably the best player in the world as of right now in Cristiano Ronaldo versus Ajax, who just beat his former team. So it's going to be interesting, to say the least, how this how these two legs will work. Obviously, the first one's going to be Ajax's favor in their home. So, but again, what Ronaldo did against Atletico was nothing short of miraculous, and continuation and proof of why he's the best. And it's, how can he not be the best? Like, seriously, how good is he? You know, it's just that insane in general. Like, it's been decade of Ronaldo versus Messi, and it's still picking up pace, and it's still picking up wind, and it's still just been amazing. And it's going to keep on continuing, because we also have another matchup to look at when it comes down to this next week's matchups, or these next upcoming weeks. We got Manchester United and Barcelona, as Manchester United has to face Messi. So will the new permanent manager of Manchester United be able to handle Messi and Barcelona? Let's face it, probably not. It's Messi. I know that's so, like, obvious to say, but, I mean, Messi's just so good. He's still playing so good. They're both, it's just awesome to watch. But, so, to conclude, the people that I think will move on out of the quarterfinals are Juventus, Barcelona, Liverpool, and Manchester City. I would like to see all four of them play. I really want to see a Juventus versus Barcelona. Really, really, really. I think everyone else in the world does too. But that is our show. Thank you for handling me. And I started out kind of rusty when it came to the soccer podcast with Mark Souza, but I think I got better. And whether you disagreed, agreed with me, hated hearing me, or loved hearing me, I enjoyed absolutely, I 100% enjoyed talking with you every day. Or every soccer podcast. And when my next chapter holds, it's still unknown, but I will always hold the GSMC Golden State Media Concept podcast, all I've done, not just soccer, but sports and basketball and baseball and football and all those other ones, and fantasy football, in my heart. And it's been an absolutely amazing adventure, an amazing experience, and I will never forget it. So for now, I'm Jeff Malinoff. And I'll see you later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.